It is June 29th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our hits and takes section of JLN, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The iPhone turned 15 years old today, and it has changed my life. My brother Scott introduced me to the iPhone, as he was the first in the family to have one. I was impressed, intrigued, and amazed when I saw it. When John Maddie asked to come to work for me in 2007, one of the things I reflected on was that there was a line on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, not to buy a copy of the Chicago Tribune, but to buy an iPhone. This was a factor in coming up with the idea for MarketsWiki, as it was an inflection point in terms of how people were getting information. At the time, fewer people were reading paper copies of newspapers, and more people were getting their news online, and now they could read it anywhere they went on their iPhone. It was a time to build a new media paradigm. Building MarketsWiki as an online knowledge base about the global capital, derivatives, environmental, and OTC markets was an ambitious idea, but it made sense for where we needed to go. With the trading floors closing and the intellectual capital on them dispersing, we needed a central location for knowledge about the markets to replace this resource. I just bought an iPhone 13 Pro Max. I've been a loyal Apple customer since the iPhone came out. I replaced my BlackBerry and never looked back. It has changed my life for the better and had an impact on yours too, indirectly. There is one sports championship above all others in the derivatives industry, and that is the annual City Against MND cricket tournament for the David Setters Trophy. This year, the London Metal Exchange beat StoneX Group, Inc. in what was described by David Setters as a keenly contested final. He said there was no cigar this year for KRM, Euronext, and ICE, or Vern Global, but as usual, great fun was had by all in the magnificent grounds of the Honorary Artillery Club. Genesis Global and Ethanfarm were sponsors of the event. Besides playing the mystifying game of cricket, the tournament also raised over £22,000. That brought the total to £125,000 for MND research since the event started in 2017. If you wish to add to the total, you can donate with a link in today's newsletter. The board of ASX Limited announced the appointment of Dr. Heather Smith as a non-executive director, replacing Dr. Ken Henry, who has announced his retirement from the board. It is a good thing Ken Griffin is leaving Illinois after wasting $50 million in an attempt to play kingmaker in the Illinois Republican governor's primary race and losing badly. His chosen candidate, Richard Irvin, the mayor of Elgin, Illinois, did not prevail. Instead, the winning candidate was one backed by former President Donald Trump and aided by negative advertising from the Democratic governor, J.B. Pritzker. Maybe Griffin will have better luck in Florida. Yerkes's Matt Sharp, who is a professional musician on the side, will be playing a couple of gigs with his buddy Lou and a group called the Bad Dads up in the Lake Geneva, Wisconsin area in July. On Friday, July 29th, Matt and Lou will be at Pier 290 in Williams Bay. Then on Saturday, July 30th, Matt, Lou, and the Bad Dads will be at Chuck's in Fontana. Chuck's is the bar where Pat Kenny and Terry Duffy were bartenders many moons ago. Pat is now the president of Fontana. I have seen Matt play at both venues, and it is a lot of fun, though Pier 90 is more family-friendly. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Citadel's Ken Griffin loses $50 million bet in billionaire bout for Illinois governorship. Richard Irvin, a suburban Chicago mayor seeking GOP nomination, falls short even after extensive support from state's richest man. Hedge fund billionaire Ken Griffin lost his $50 million bet in the Illinois Republican primary for governor Tuesday after the suburban mayor he helped lift out of relative obscurity lost to a staunch conservative who benefited from Democratic advertising. Darren Bailey, a Southern Illinois farmer and state senator endorsed last weekend by former President Donald Trump, was declared the GOP winner by the Associated Press. He will face Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, a billionaire and the nation's wealthiest elected official, on November's ballot. My comment. Once the polls for Richard Irvin showed he was hopelessly behind, the barrage of TV commercials suddenly disappeared. Good money was not thrown after bad, at least, or so it seemed to me. Here's a press release from Alpha Maven. Artificial intelligence and its role in portfolio management. There is a rigorous debate surrounding the role of artificial intelligence versus human intelligence in portfolio management. In this series, Angelo Cavella, PhD, co-founder of Rosetta Analytics, presents the case for artificial intelligence. He presents the debate by presenting the common objections to artificial intelligence and provides the viewer with well-thought-out arguments overcoming them. Along the way, the differences between human intelligence and artificial intelligence are examined in detail. My comment. Angelo Cavella does a nice job of explaining AI and machine learning and how they relate to investing. The videos are worth a look. Now, if he could just explain how he lost so much hair from the picture on the webpage to the actual videos, that would be helpful. Time travel must be the answer. Here's a story from Business Insider. A hedge fund manager who moved to Miami from Chicago breaks down the pros and cons of living in the Magic City for employees of Ken Griffin Citadel, from food to crime to weather. Since hedge fund founder James Koutoulis moved to Miami 4 years ago, he's become the face of the city's unofficial welcoming committee for Wall Street's transplants. Now Koutoulis is bracing for the next wave of finance industry migrants to crash ashore in Miami. Last week, billionaire Ken Griffin sent shockwaves through the industry when he announced that his financial services empire would ditch its headquarters in the windy city of Chicago for Miami's lush palm tree paradise. Griffin's announcement, which covers both the market maker Citadel Securities and the $50 billion hedge fund Citadel, is perhaps the highest profile stitch in a long narrative of financial services firms moving to South Florida throughout the pandemic. My comment. When the greeting committee in town is James Koutoulis, maybe you might consider coming back to Illinois. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Pro-China agents posed as activists to protest U.S.-Canada mines. Disinformation campaign targeted rare earth mining there. U.S. investing in rare earth mineral mining to wean off China. Pro-Chinese agents posed as concerned local residents on social media to try to spark protests over the opening of rare earth mines in the U.S. and Canada, cybersecurity researchers said in a new report. The fake Twitter and Facebook accounts were created to give China, the largest producer of rare earth minerals, a competitive advantage, cybersecurity research company Mandiant disclosed on Tuesday. My comment, do you know who is influencing you online? This is why I have always posted with my real name and been as transparent as possible. There are many bad players out there, some of them professional bad players, promoting disinformation or misinformation. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most clicked story Tuesday, by a lot, was editorial, The Great Ken Griffin Exit and What It Does and Does Not Portend from the Chicago Tribune. Second was Ernst & Young to pay $100 million penalty for employees cheating on CPA ethics exams and misleading investigation, an SEC press release. Third was ESG at SIBO from SIBO. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Financial Times, CME looks to lure retail traders with daily options frowned on in Europe. Chicago Exchange Group launches contracts that track up or down moves in indices and commodities. CME Group plans to launch binary options in a push to woo retail traders, offering a type of contract that regulators in much of Europe have banned as a form of gambling. The Chicago-based derivatives exchange operator on Tuesday said its so-called event contracts would be offered in September, allowing individuals to trade their views on daily up or down price moves in CME futures markets, such as the S&P 500 stock index, gold, or crude oil. And then here's a story from Bloomberg. In the face of war and pestilence, clean energy keeps growing. BP's new data on world energy use show a rebound in fossil fuels, but wind and solar accounted for most of the growth in demand. COVID-19's remission wasn't great for the energy transition. That's the headline from BP PLC's latest statistical review of world energy. But 2021 was kind of a Newtonian year, an equal but opposite reaction to 2020's pandemic-induced plunge. And not completely equal either. Although global oil demand rebounded by 5.5 million barrels a day, it remained below its pre-pandemic level. The International Energy Agency doesn't expect demand to surpass 2019 until 2023. Coal consumption, for its part, jumped past 2019's total, though didn't quite reach its all-time peak of 2014. Only natural gas comfortably hit a new record. Still, fossil fuels rule the world, supplying 82% of primary energy demand. And then here's another story from Bloomberg. Griffin Citadel seen behind record $363 million Miami land purchase. The firm's headquarters shift to Miami began to accelerate months ago with waterfront property in the city's financial district. Ken Griffin's plan to shift Citadel's headquarters to Miami from Chicago gained momentum months ago with a record-breaking acquisition on the South Florida waterfront. Griffin and his company were behind the $363 million purchase of a 2.5-acre or 1 hectare vacant site at 1201 Brickell Bay Drive, according to people familiar with the matter, who asked not to be identified discussing a private transaction. The end buyer had been obscured since the deal closed in April, shielded by a limited liability company with a Chicago mailing address. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.